चार फुट कहां का आओ बरगद हुल्ले अनासक्त विषयान तथारह मपजंज निर्बंध कृष्ण संबंधे युक्त वैराग्य मुख्य नाउ विदाउट एनी अटैचमेंट दो वी लीव इन दिस वर्ल्ड विद दिस बॉडी विद अवर फैमिली मेंबर और विद प्रॉपर्टी विद फ्रेंड्स विद चिल्ड्रन विद प्रॉपर्टी एवरीथिंग वी शुड maintain an attachment. We should not have attachment. It is there. We are here. How long we will be here, we ignore. No? So, we should consider this is not a permanent residence. This residence, those who have constructed, they thought it is permanent. Now it is not permanent for them, where they have gone, who was there. So the world is transitory, only it is moving, moving always. Gakshatiti jagat. Jagat means it is moving. It is not stagnant. It is moving. Everything moving. We are moving. Everything moving. Time moving. Where is moving everything? Who are children? Born children, grown up boys, then youth, then old, then decay, then death. Atmosphere also, the trees, the buildings, everything what we see. Dayate, asti, vasate, kiyate, viparinamate, nasati. That life. You go to the seashore and see the waves. Other waves here. Near the seashore. Big waves. Big waves. High, it will rise. The wave will rise for 14 feet, 15 feet, 16 feet high. It will rise, rise. You see when you stand there, no wave. Now gradually it rises. Rise up to 14 feet and gradually you will be seeing it. The rising and falling, you see. Like this every moment, every action, everything grows. No matter whatever we see in this world, everything is rising, falling. Falling, you fall down. Never may like that. But when they are rising state, they think they are right. No. The father thinks the boy is great. Now he is 5 years old. You are 6 years, 7 years. No. The total 8 years, which are right, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, out of it, minus 5 years. That 5 years cannot be class again. It is minus, it has gone. We must always calculate in this way. That is, everything is moving. Everything is moving. Nothing is, you see, no rain, rain comes. And after the rain will go away, sun will come. And now you are feeling, certainly our feelings are happy. In winter season, naturally this is not winter for you. It is summer. The rains are there. So we feel cold and we want to cover our body. When summer comes, we are very need of air, fans. We don't have fans here. No. Here fans are not necessary. Western countries, no fans. In India, always fans. Always. Summer, always fans. Always fans. Because here too much cold. Yet moving, everything is changing. liable to change. A man cannot always suffer. Man cannot always enjoy. Suffering and enjoyment side by side, day and night side by side, happiness and unhappiness live side by side, and profit and loss side by side. Today you have got profit, tomorrow loss. Tomorrow loss, day after tomorrow profit. So, no stability. This moving, always moving, everything is moving. We should know that. Everything is moving. What is not moving? The Atma is not moving. It is always same. It is always same. 100 years, 500 years, 5 million years back, it was the same, and now also the same. No difference. But the matter and the spirit is Atma. Atma has, it never grows, it never reduces, it never takes birth, it never dies, it is no birth, no death. Except Atma, to everything we see in this world, everything has got birth and death. Everything. Even a house also, it has birth. It was born, it was constructed. The moment it was constructed, completed, then again repair comes, starts. Then repairs, always repairs. The body also like that. When it comes to some age, and gradually, daily, the body is prepared of diseases. Not one disease, hundreds of diseases. Always disease. Something wrong with that. Sariram jyadhi mandiram. So, Kulasekhar Alwar, he says, imam sariram satasandhi jagjaram. These are the joints. How many joints you count? How many joints? All our joints. Joints. So there are hundreds of joints. Hundreds means innumerous. Innumerable signs. Or bend of joints. So the subject of the patat tavasyam, definitely it will fall down. Vam sariram sata samdhi jatjanam patat tavasyam parinama kesaram. So, the end is very, very, very in a difficult position, because it will die, it will disappear. Tumasatam prasate muradurmate. O fellow, what medicine do you want to survive? You cannot survive. Whatever medicine you take, whatever tonic you take, you cannot survive. You will die. Death cannot be stopped by all these medicines. But death can be stopped by Nama Krishna Nama. If you repeat Krishna Nama, no death. They are all the Krishna Bhaktas, they will never die. Yes, they will die. What is their death? This body, however, will fall down, but it will never take birth again. That is only wanted. If you die, and again tomorrow you will take birth, punarapi jannam, punarapi marnam, birth and death, all this will be there. And those who repeat Krishna Nama, then they will have no death. No, they die for once, but every day we die, and the body will die, and again it will take some body, some, not this form, some form will come. So, death and birth are casual. So we should not think that we are permanent. Nothing is permanent. All is transitory, moving. Just like the water on the lotus knee. You have not seen lotus. Lotus, the big lotus leaf. The water of that tank will be there. It will be just like mercury. You see, if you throw the mercury, this much mercury, there will be hundreds and thousands of the small atomic molecules. All of mercury. So now, how can you catch it? You cannot catch it. Like that, this is our life. You cannot keep this life. This life will disappear. We will disappear. 100 years after, nobody will be here. And 100 years previous, nobody were here. Now, in our face, in our tent, in our outward appearance, also will be changing. 10 years early, all of you are here. And 10 years after, you may all be here. But there will be a vast change in your appearance, in your thoughts, and in your activity, and in your proposals, and so many problems. Problems many, you will be always there. You cannot be problemless. So to be problemless is always to repeat now. Simple method. Very simple. There can be no simple method than this. As it is told in Upanishad, Veda. But Manushyanam sasyesu kaschit jatati siddhai jatatama visiddhanam kaschitnam vekshitabhyata. So now we are trying in the school, going to school. And going to school will be very few. May not be regular. So, among school-going children, only few will come out success in their class, because they cannot follow it, cannot read that subject and follow the teachings of the teacher and come out success. Out of them, there will be one who get class. Out of such schools, the students who got first class, among those first class students, 100, 1,000, 2,000 or 1 million schools. And from that, those schools, one boy from each school first class. Now among these schools, one, there is 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 schools, 2,000 boys, same first class. So among them there will be first class. Because some have got 95, some have 92, 93, 80, 81, 82, 83, like this. That may be daily first in their school. But all combined, if you calculate, only those who got 99 marks out of 100, 99% will be one. Or maybe two. Then we two. Like that. Now we are all now students of the spiritual school. Now we have entered. We have entered the school. Now, if we are regular, if we concentrate upon the teachings of devotion and perform sadhana, repeating namam and other upadesamritam, already spoken all those things, you may be reading it. And you have to read that, because positively and negatively. Positively is repeating namam, negatively is what is not favorable to devotion, but must be given up. Bhakti, bhakti is that anupurja sankalpam pratikulla divarjana. What is favorable to you, not to you, to devotion, to the development of devotion, you have to accept. What is not favorable to the devotion, you have to give it up. But it is very difficult for those who are accustomed to do so many activities which are not favorable to devotion, to rectify themselves. It will take time. So there, what shall we do? We should always pray the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas and Gauranga Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and Radha Krishna. We must always beg their mercy to accept the favorable and give up the unfavorable, that we cannot possibly do that. We are accustomed to certain things which is not favorable. Now, if anybody asks us to give up, we try, but we cannot give up. Yet, what mental can be reached by the mercy of the Guru? It is told in Sharanagati. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diyar Karayi Dase Tuna Pekha Ati Hin Sapala Sahane Bol Diyar Kala Najamane Tuhaya. So let me become humbler than a blade of grass. I was told to become humbler than a blade of grass. How can I cannot become humble than a blade of grass. If anybody talks anything wrong, or if he speaks anything harsh words to me, I retaliate it. No, why should you say that? Retaliate. But it is difficult. There, my resisting power is not sufficient. That resisting power should be blessed by the Guru. So I offer my prostrations to Guru. Kripa Bindu Diya, you please bless me, a drop of your blessing can able to control my bad habits. You should help me. Kripa Bindu Diya Karayi Dase Tuna Bhakyani. I can become humbler than a blade of grass. I hear, I repeat, but difficult in action. To put that in action is difficult. The power of peace, everything. Must have the tolerance of a tree. Just like a tree, it helps us all the creatures are helped by trees, because tree produces fruits and leaves and flowers and its stick. Everything and root, everything is needed by all the creatures. Even the small insects, germs, they eat away the please, even and fruits and the trees, everything is wanted by not only man only, beasts, birds, almost all the creatures, many creatures, they depend upon the tree. Whatever you get fruit, that from tree, vegetable from tree, everything from tree. That not that tree which has got tolerance. And when we cut that tree and take away its fruit, the tree never reject it. No. You have taken once. I cannot give any more. So always, like a sadhu, vimukha jantinathana, to a sadhu or a saint, anybody comes to him and requests him something, a sadhu never rejects anybody. Anything you want, he will do, if it under his position. If you want health, if he has got health in you, and if you want food, but also he must give you. If you want, though he has nothing to eat, that he will give. This is the tree's duty. You take away the tree, all cut the tree and cut the branches, take away all its fruits and flowers, the tree never rejects. And on the other hand, it doesn't want help of anybody. It doesn't want. Suppose without water it is dying. Now it doesn't want water. You give me water. You have come for fruit. They give me water. No. It will die, but never beg anybody. So a sadhu also, he will die. Neither he begs anybody. Why should he beg? He will give, he will never beg. That should be the duty of a sadhu. In our Bhagavat we are told that once the demigods, all demigods went to Dadhichi Muni. He was Rishi sage, great sage. And they all went and requested him, "Sir, we are in great danger and we have come to you to take you. As beggars we have come, we want to ask some boon from you." That means what boon? If you resolve to give us that boon, then we will explain you. Or I'll give. We want your bones. That you take, I'll give. Then, after my death, no, not after your death, immediately, I am alive. You want to kill me? Yes, sir. Nobody asks such a thing. Life, you are asking my life. Who has given life? We do not know that. We are in such position, dangerous position. All the demigods are very dangerous. Unless you give your bones, they should prepare weapon with the bone, very strong, and you can prepare a weapon with that weapon, you can kill. So I will come to you. And how can you take me bones? Who's bring doctors? They will open your body, remove all the skin and the blood, everything. That's good. You never find such that boon given by anybody in the world. He doesn't charge you. He said, yes, if my life is necessary to you all, if it can do some help to you all, so he was killed. Immediately Sura became and removed the skin and flesh. The bone, separated bone. So a sadhu, whatever we want, sadhu will give. Sadhu, you never find such charity from anybody except sadhu. There was another sadhu in Bhagavad Sivanti Deva. He was a king. And daily he was giving all his properties, those who want. Like that, he has distributed all the property. Now, only for food he has got little, but also gradually, while he was going to eat, somebody comes starving. I am fasting sincerely, it is giving. Then without taking from me, it is given. That was over. The next day, while he was going to take the food that was given to him, and with no concern, like that 40 days, he has to give everybody. After 40 days, no food, only one glass water, one for what comes by that water. As the last few weeks, I never drank water, you can see. He gives that water and fell down, died immediately. The chariot came from heaven. This sort of charity you never find in these only in the Eastern world you find such charity. And especially India. Charity you find India always. You give everything. Now Mahaprabhu, who appeared in Bengal, he also used to give food. When he was a scholar and he was teaching the Vyakarana, grammar to the students. Now many guests come to his house. He asks, Mother, today can Vaishnava come? Tomorrow, 12 Vaishnava. After tomorrow, more than that. But daily, the mother has to cook for all the Vaishnava. He was old, yes, boy, urban, no serious, which is a good friend, and loan from the shops. And Mahaprabhu, after 2 days, after 3 days, he used to give 1 tula gold. The mother, the things was the serious. Yes. So like that, serving Vaishnava is a duty of a Grihastha. One who is a householder,
यही जो ये चार चीज है, ये रामानुजा रामानुजा गेट आचार्य साउथ इंडिया श्रीलंका एक बार इन 8th सेंचुरी एंड यूज टू इन्वाइट नंबर ऑफ डिवोटी डेली ही वाइफ शुड कुक कुकिंग मीन्स विद वेराइटीज ऑफ वेजिटेबल्स एंड वेराइटीज प्रिपरेशन जो थी दी कुक गेट तो कंसिडर टू बी ए गुरु ऑफ रामानुजा बट ही बिलोंग्स टू नॉन ब्राह्मिन्स इज अ वैश्य वेन राम रामानुजा इन्वाइटेड हिम एंड पर्टिकुलर डे इट इज बिकमिंग लेट सो रामानुजा was going again to request him to come. So in this side he went on other road. His guru came and the wife gave prasadam. And after taking prasadam, after seeing the moon, and Achamana who was going with him, then Ramanuja came, he came this time, he went to that side. Then the wife was cleaning the meat on plant and leaf basis, throwing outside, cleaning the place and taking but Ramanuja asked, had he come? Yes, he came. Now he has gone. I have thrown meat and just took bath. Then Ramanuja asked, why have you taken bath? I have served him and I took up with meat. The Brahman got bad, but I must drive her side. So he made a plot that he used it, asked somebody, paying some amount, and to him he gave a plate and one clock and other things. And asked him to go to my wife and tell her that after tomorrow your brother's sons married, said marriage. You have to come. Then she felt happy. And Ramanuja was not there. He only did this. Now he took prasad and went away. Ramanuja came and she told that my brother's son got married. We have to go. Yes, I have got some workers. And you go now quickly. I will be coming. Then he purchased, not but hired, a bullock cart. And he lit this cart. And he said, so many relatives will come there. You must take all your sarees and ornaments, golden ornaments, everything. And when to me. She went away. He was laughingly went away. And immediately Ramananda came to that tank of Vajraga. Vajraga. The Lord Vajraga is there. And very deep tank is there. And offering his respect to Vajraga, he took bath in the tank and took sannyas. Bath. Robe and went home and wrote a letter to his wife that I have taken sannyas. I have no connection with you. You need not come back. I will not be in home. Because he had taken sannyas. Now he must be in the temple. So this is how, and since then, never married again, and when he survived for 125 years, and he spread the message of Vaishnavism, and by the time he left, there were 2100 or half of them are ladies, sannyasins, just like monks and nuns. There were the others were sannyasins and priests. This devotion, that he taught devotion and surrender. Surrender is Gurudeva, was Gottipurna, from whom he received mantra. And after received mantra, he stood on the wall, all round the wall of the city, and he declared that, Om Namo Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. That is his spiritual master called him. Who has asked you to reveal this mantra to all loudly? It is an offense. Now you have to suffer from the offense. Yes, sir, I am ready to suffer. If your mantra can make number of people, purify number of people, then I will suffer. But your mantra is powerful. It will definitely purify all. All right, that I want. But if I have to suffer for that, I will suffer. Then his spiritual master said, no. You are Ramanujan's Lakshmanavatar, the brother of Rama. Now you have done correct. You have said this message, this divine name to all. Yes, no harm. So, in hot season, when he was Ramanujan's guru, said, you come in the hot season, the midday 12 o'clock, you should come. And Ramananda started. And while he went there, Guru is coming. and very hard. He is not having any sandals with him, because gurus are dull. He cannot use the sandals. Now, to have the darshan of guru, he cannot use sandals. He is naked. Let's see his world. Now, very hard. Very hard. Devati is very hard. Now, seeing Guru from a long distance, he fell down and got hot way, and he fell down. His body suffered. Then his Guru also coming nearer, and he came nearer. But Guru didn't ask him to get up. Then there was a Govinda, who was the close associate of Ramananda. "You get up. You will die. Your Guru is not asking you to get up. He accused your Guru. Why, you are not ordering him to get up? The body of my dear, he is my Guru. So he will die. Then he will ask. Then he forcibly picked him up. Then Ramananda doesn't like it. "No, no, you will die. You will die. Very hot." Then Guru said, "Yes, I have done this. I want to know, is there anybody like Govinda to save the life of Ramananda? Because often he was given poison. Then he used to do madhukari, sannyasi. He cannot cook for him. He must go to one of the householders, seven houses. And those seven, the madhukari is four types. Prak pranita, tula bhikta, asankrita, madhukari. These types of madhukari, now they used to collect. While collecting that, he informed the whole temple servants. Those who never follow the rules and regulations used to lead them, to cause them to go away like that. Very strictly he was managing it. Not only 1,000 of servants are there, but out of them, the Archaka, the leader of the Archaka, he asked his wife, "And Ramananda comes here for madhukari, you should give this poison I have kept." Then she fell, and she did not give poison. And he said, "I cannot give today, tomorrow I can give." So offer it here. Ramananda went away. But this fellow could know that wife never followed his orders. In evening, in the evening after Sandharti, he had come to Timbuktu, welcome. And after was over, now he was giving Charanamrita. He had preached to give, and he gave Charanamrita. That Charanamrita took him. Immediately he fell unconscious. So all were astonished. No remedy. Throughout the night he was unconscious. Unconscious. He thought that he will die. But early in the morning he woke up. that poison could go no other way. But these things, knowing his guru, he said, somebody must be there to protect his life. Because he followed strictly, rigidity. Nobody will accept rigidity. If you speak the truth, satyakahatma mara lakti, jhutya ghanas bolan. If you speak the truth, you will deceive no. If you speak lie, you can conquer the whole world. But Ramananda was very strict. Very, very strict. No, but nobody could do any harm to him. Yet, Gosipurna thought somebody must be there to preserve his life. Because if that life will go, who will do this great service, reform of this great temple? Reform. He is very powerful. Acharya. And here also, every man, this is wanted. This is wanted. And this Mahaprabhu also used to do that. Very strict. Very strict. When performing Sankirtan, throughout the day Sankirtan, then a devotee is a beggar. He has one bag here in the shoulder. In that bag he is to come some rice. Some rice. Little rice. And at 3 o'clock he was to cook and offer the Lord and take. And in the night he used to join Mahaprabhu's party to perform Sankirtan. Now Mahaprabhu, in that bag, he will put his hand and pick up some rice and eat it. And all the devotees, and say, did that devotee Shachar, don't use it, it is not clean rice. There were small, small stones of that unclean rice. No, no, I am not eating rice. I am eating nectar. Why should I eat rice? I am not a monkey to eat your rice. Now, that devotee, Mahaprabhu has asked that devotee, that tomorrow I will come to your house with my associates. You have to give prasad. Then it is a headache now. Now he says, I do not know how to cook. I cook myself. I do not know how to relax the Vaishnavas. But you need not do too many vegetables. Nothing, no vegetable is necessary, only one rice. You put some, the plant and tree, inside there is cut away, thod, inside, plant, one bhatho. It is very soft. You cut it into pieces and you boil the rice. And throw those pieces there. You give little salt, but everything, because Mahaprasada means, though you doesn't know cooking, Lakshmi will cook for you. Whatever he cooks, that love. Mahaprabhu, next day by 10 o'clock, Mahaprabhu has come. And he said, I do not, Mahaprabhu, I do not know cooking. So Vaishnava said, then in a meat, Vivekananda Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took it and said, I have never eaten such prasad. Very, very sweet. What it is sweet. But he said, I have never tasted such a prasad. It is only devotion. So he said, so he took and with him 10 or 15 devotees from there. Jyadu said, very good, very good. Because Mahaprabhu said, bhaktir jinsa prahu karikari khai, abhaktir jinsa prahu purutina chai. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Chaitanya Bhagavat, whatever the bhakta gives, he will take. And bhakta should not give. A bhakta preserves it, don't give it. But Mahaprabhu drags it from him. So the devotee was dancing with the Lord, the rice he had kept in that bag. Mahaprabhu kept that rice. Very good, very good. So, tatvam dukvam bhavam to yam jume bhaktya pradarshati. So bhakti, bhakti is wanted. Bhakta only can do this. A bhakta cannot do. Krishna became the guest of Duryodhana. When Duryodhana thinking the royal guest, Lord Krishna is a royal guest, he has come to our house. So with all golden plates, with best preparation, he approached to receive. But Krishna never accepted. He went to stay in the house of Vidura. Vidura was a poor man. Vidura was absent. His wife is there. And that wife, something she gave, and that she took. But he never took. Is the right guest. So devotees, Krishna. Krishna came to the house of a great devotee king. His name is
Srutakirti. Srutakirti. Srutakirti.
Sutadeva?
Bahulaswa.
Bahulaswa, he is the king. Now Krishna with all the rishis, he came there. When he arrived from the chariot, then Bahulaswa the king and Sutadeva, a Brahmin fool devotee, both combined, they say, we beg you, Lord, that you are very kind to come. You come to our house. Then Bahulaswa said, you please come to us. But Krishna never said that I will go to their house first and come to you. No, because they will never accept that proposal. Because both are inviting. Krishna had accepted both the invitations. He never said, I will go first and I will come. No. And if Krishna says so, then they will say, we are not devotees. Why will you come? So, Krishna never said that. He said, yes, I will come. So, Bahulaswa went to his house. Krishna also, Sutadeva also went to his house. And when Krishna came there, Bahulaswa, the royal guest, reception is royal reception. So many people, party, band party and all this. And here, the same time, Sutadeva has received Krishna. How? That didn't do, he had nothing. Now he gave a dharma, Kusha dharma, Kadasam, and Krishna said that, and all these he said, now he gave in a pot, little pot, one Tulasi leaf and water. First.